This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's talk a little Tigers. Took 3 of 4 over the weekend against the Angels. Best record in the American League. And we continue to buzz about this baseball team, John.
Javier Baez, Colt Keith, Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green. I mean, Zach McKinstry, fire up chips. It's a lineup that is striking fear into some pitchers.
You had the stat. It was in the update, too. 20 home runs in the last week. Mm-hmm. It's the most in a week since 2004, I believe is what Dustin
said. So.
Yeah, yeah, I'll trust Dustin on that one. We knew they'd pitch well. We knew they'd be in the, you know, a division race. I didn't think they'd race out to first place the way they have. And you're right. It's not any one bat. I know Torque's gotten a lot of love. The team leader in WAR is Baez.
There are so many things that now that we're, 35 games into the season, if we had told you and we played that game, if we told you that Javier Baez was going to be the leader in WAR after 35 games. Right. Yeah. I mean, everybody else is just awful.
Yeah.
And that's not the case. Nope. If we told you at this point, Torque, first of all, would be on the roster, but he would be leading with 10 home runs. If we told you that,
McKinstry with a 10 game hit streak, he was a fringe roster guy.
Yeah. Or Kerry Carpenter is hitting lefties.
Or they lose their starting catcher and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Their starting catcher who has not been there, their starting center fielder who has not been there, still not going to be there for probably another month.
Starting third baseman.
If we had told you all of these things were happening, but yet the Tigers were going to have the best record in the American League after 35 games, you would have thought we were all smoking something.
Well, we were candidly.
Or we would be in Heather's food group, the gummies.
Yeah, can I put that in there?
Candy. We thought this team, I don't know, 80, 82, fighting 500, see what happens. John, they've been so much better than anybody anticipated. I feel like you have to have bought in right now. So we will ask a buy-in question of you, the Tiger fan. And if you're holding out for some reason, I'd love to know why. 248-539-9797. Tom, at one point, you were a little confrontational pre-show today. You go, Jim, I don't even think you're bought in enough. So it's levels of buy-in, too.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like there's something about this team and lack of, quote, star power that kind of makes people think this isn't real. And it's because you're putting two guys together and making them one situationally. You're playing matchups. People, it's somewhat money ball to a degree. And the fact that they do it so much and mix and match, you know, it's like they do that. They have those things at the grocery store all the time. It's like the Tigers are doing that every night. And I think it's phenomenal to watch. It's kind of with Harrison and Hinch being, I think, just in lockstep together on this, and this is the way we're going to win now until we can add more stars or we develop more stars. I just don't think people think this is sustainable to a degree, or maybe this doesn't win in the playoffs. And I think that's a healthy debate for later in the year. They continue to play well. Their record since they got hot last year in August, their regular season record's 53-28. Like that,
wow.
That's torrid baseball. How can you not buy in? We had people when we did this topic kind of 2 weeks ago that said, This is still a 75-win team.
Torkoal cool off.
They're winning their games against bad teams like Seattle, by the way, who is 20-13. Mm-hmm. It's just all fake. It's all fake. This team wins baseball games. You might not like the way they put it together because it's non-traditional, but I just think some people don't think this is sustainable. And I don't get why when I just gave you a half a season record and they're winning nearly 2 out of 3 games.
So the question of buy-in. Like, to what degree, Tom, if I'm not there yet, like, what degree of buy-in do you think is appropriate right now? Like, I think they're winning this division based on everything we've seen right now.
But you've pivoted from an 82-win team
to a 90-plus.
Yeah, so you're buying in there to a degree, but, like, how much more are you willing to buy? Like, do you think there's a chance they could run away with this division?
It's in play. I mean, people have compared them to the 06 Tigers. They have the same record through 35 games. The 06 Tigers at one point got 40 games above 500.
So, when you look at the division, the Cleveland Guardians have won 20 games. They're a game and a half back. Their run differential is minus 23. I don't know how they are a 20-14 team with a run differential minus 23 compared to the Tigers, who are 22-13. Again, a game and a half better.
And the best run differential in baseball.
The best run differential in baseball, and certainly the best run differential in the American League, plus 63. Now, Kansas City is starting to come on a little bit. They struggled, but they're still struggling to score runs. What did we talk about last year? There were a team last year that added a lot to their pitching staff, and their pitching staff has been good, but they've only scored 120 runs. And it's how did the Tigers get here? Because in 22, let's just have a little history lesson here. In 2022, this team was dead last through the entire season of scoring runs. And our conversation at that time was, it is boring. 530 for the season. I'm not going to waste your time with a whole bunch of those numbers, but they were dead last. In 2023, they were marginally better. 100-plus runs better, but they were still 26 of 30. Last year, middle of the pack, 18 of 30. Currently, this is a team that ranks fourth in runs scored. They're also, after this seven-day stretch, they are fifth in the amount of home runs in all of Major League Baseball. These are not just American League. It's not just their division. This is all of baseball. So the power has been there, which we all love to see home runs. It's more exciting to watch. You pair the amount of runs they're scoring with the home runs with this pitching staff, and now all of a sudden, it's not only winning games, but it's exciting baseball to watch.
So the reason I don't think you're bought in is because I think no matter, you can't get past that they need, if they spent more, they'd be even better. I think that the Chapman and the Bregman the last 2 years is that you think if they spent, they would just be better. Like, we got this one text.
Is that really a bad opinion? Like, I'm not trying to drag this team down. I don't think I've done that at all in the last month. They've been a great story. But is it wrong to suggest they'd be better if they had an MVP candidate playing third base?
Sure. I mean, you could say, if they had Bregman, would they be better? Sure.
Yeah, but I haven't been hanging.
If they had Chapman, would they be better? Yes. If they had Aaron Judge, would they be better?
But I'm not.
Yes.
I'm not holding that over their head.
But I think, like, years, like, okay, I get to a point here. They're 22-13. How much better can you get?
Well, are they the World Series favorite? No, it's probably still the Dodgers.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. No, I think that for them to win the World Series this year is still quite, that would be way ahead of time.
So what level of buy-in is appropriate given how well they're playing? Like, should we think they're winning the pennant? Like, what level of belief is justified
this
right
now? This team is highly competitive. They have been 53-28 in their last, 81 games doing math on the fly. That's half a season. And I just get the feeling, and maybe you're in this category or not, people think it's cute.
Mm.
You know, it wins. Most teams in baseball lose 70-plus games a season, okay? And they're probably going to be right around that.
They're going to hit a stretch at some point.
Baseball
is
you eventually get to a point where you're still going to lose a ton of games in a season, and you get a bunch of guys who really, if I can get two guys to hit, 260 and provide some power in a platoon situation, that isn't as sexy as having Alex Bregman. Then and his numbers aren't that much better. You guys see what I'm saying? Like, baseball is such a weird place where most players are kind of the same. Or if I can make two players be one and save money, I don't care what they spend. They could spend a dollar and win. They could spend $500 million and win. I just want
to
win.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think when you're talking about getting one player out of two, that's where the depth of this team, having a bat in Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green back to hitting the way he was last year, having all of these guys that are not lighting the world on fire, but individually they're doing their part. AJ Hinch has done a masterful job. Last year it was all about pitching chaos and the matchups that he was trying to create from the mound. Now he's doing that as well, not having to do it as much because you actually have, five starters. But now with a lineup that has hitters in it, he is putting guys in position to be successful. Javier Baez is in position to be successful because he doesn't have to be an everyday player. The matchups is what AJ Hinch is,
and they're
creating.
Allowed to do that because they don't have stars that have big egos. You can't do this with a lineup that has big stars and big egos because they're going to want to play more, and so that they can make more money.
Yeah, but let's slow our roll here a little bit. The Tigers wanted Bregman. It's not like they chose this route over Bregman. They were right to want Bregman. He's top five in baseball in hits, total bases, WAR. They'd be better with him. You're not a bad person if you bring it up. Although I'm not holding that against them right now. I mean, the start has been phenomenal.
But their timeline and their clock, they wanted him for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them for that. But does he make their team better? I'm not trying to argue it doesn't. What I'm simply saying is that they're not going to completely give up all their rights and what they want to do for the future just because he wants a one-year deal.
Ticket Texture, this might be the person you're talking about, says, I will not buy in until they make an actual move to show they're serious. If and when they buy at the deadline is when I will buy in. They do have a chance at the deadline. We're still 2 months away plus.
Well, please tell me you're at least watching along the way because you're missing out on some fun baseball.
Yeah, could you imagine?
I'm going to wait until the trade deadline. I'm going to wait until NFL training camp starts.
Don't do that.
And then if they're still good and they actually buy at that time, then I'll buy in. That's ridiculous.
I think you could draw the line that is where they could decide to be World Series, I don't know about favorites because the Dodgers are the Dodgers, but we're going for it.
Sure.
That's when they could signify to their fan base, we're trying to take this to that level.
That's where the excitement can reach a fevered pitch.
Yes.
Because in previous years, it's been, are they going to trade Skubal? They ended up trading Flaherty. A couple of years ago, what are they going to do with Erod? They ended up doing nothing, and we were bummed. Now it's, instead of selling, it's who are they going to go to get to make the team even better, to go from a pennant team to a World Series contender? And they may already be a World Series contender.
Like, if you want to be a World Series contender, I think you can have a very fun conversation as who's the number two pitcher on this team.
Yeah.
Flaherty's been okay, but 3.79 ERA is kind of getting just at that line.
The
where
sixth inning's kind of been his nemesis lately.
Yeah, yep. And then do you have the bullpen to carry him then?
And the mixing and matching with AJ, I feel pretty confident in all that. We'll get more of your ticket texts. We do have open lines, guys. Your level of buy-in. They took 3 of 4 against the Angels. They continue to do the unthinkable. They continue to mash in addition to pitch at a high level. It's 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.